So let's take a look at these triads I'm using here for the key of G. The first batch, we're down here around the 3rd fret. For the G, I'm using what we would call an F shape. That's finger 2 on the 3rd string, 4th fret. And finger 1 is holding down the first two strings, 3rd fret. We call this the F shape because if I played this in the 1st fret, that'd be an F chord. And if you know just your basic F chord, you can see it's part of the F chord. So this is an F shape in the 3rd and 4th frets. So this winds up being a G chord. So that's what I use for my G chord. For my C chord, I use what we call a B flat shape. Now what I did here was I put finger 2 on my 3rd string, 5th fret. Finger 3 is on the 2nd string, 5th fret. And finger 1 is on the 1st string, 3rd fret. So that's a B flat shape. Once again, we called it a B flat shape because if I were to play it in the 1st fret, that would be a B flat. That's the C chord here. So we have our G chord, which was the F shape in the 3rd fret. The C chord is the B flat shape in the 3rd fret. And then our D chord is just a D chord. So that's finger 1 on the 3rd string, 2nd. Finger 2 is on the 1st string 2nd, and finger 3 is on the 2nd string 3rd. And we call this a D shape for the obvious reason, it's a D chord. But this is one of our movable shapes. We can move this all over the neck. So it's a D shape, and we're actually using it as a D chord in this position where we're playing in the key of G. So this is a cluster of chords, because they're all right there in the same zone. So we call these clusters. You can find a lot of chords in this position, like. I went through all 7 chords in the key of G, right there within about 3 or 4 frets of each other. So this is a cluster of chords, the G, C, and D chord. Now let's talk about the basic rhythm pattern that I used against the chord progression.